So you would make your booking and then you would let us know what you want. And then on the day you come with your containers and we will top them up. There are more people who are like, you know, I know plastic's bad, but I'm not really going to do anything about it unless it's made ultra convenient. That's the audience, is those people. Just making it easier for people to go plastic free, because I myself admittedly didn't lead a plastic free lifestyle or a zero waste lifestyle before starting this business.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Ella Schoen, founder of Top Up Truck, mobile zero waste shop. Welcome, Ella. She joins us from the borough of Hackney in London. Welcome, Ella Schoen.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me on your podcast.
So in the early 50s was when one of the first supermarkets was started in UK and US, a few years after the World War.
Mm-hmm.
And with that came a lot of problems of packaging, of choice. When I grew up, we would go to the neighborhood grocery store. We would buy our grains and rice and tea, and he would just scoop it up from his sack of bulk goods and pack it in a little brown paper bag, and he would give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed so much.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, as you say, yeah, with the advent of supermarkets, when you say kind of problem of choice, yeah, we're totally overwhelmed with choice when we go into a supermarket, and something to do with consumerism at large. We sort of have everything at our fingertips as and when we want it. And there's ridiculous amounts of packaging. And yeah, and I guess makes you wonder how much of that is necessary.
And the reason why these things came about is we want to keep the price of food reasonable. So we scaled up production, optimized distribution, and a portion of the income that a person spends on their food has remained fairly constant, at least in America, or in fact, maybe even dropped as a percent of their monthly income.
Yeah, I've never actually looked into that. That's very interesting. So the spend as a percentage of income on food has reduced over the years. But obviously, sort of with kind of mass production and sort of packaging and things like that, the quality of food has obviously dropped, and obviously a decline in the kind of sustainability of the food that we're eating. The rise of supermarkets has meant that people actually expect food at a sort of unreasonable cost. You know, there's farmers whose sort of margins are squeezed so much. People have come to expect to have a wide variety of food at in any season at a, you know, an unreasonably low price. But the expectation means there's always going to be issues with the supply chain when you have food at that low cost, because obviously farmers are squeezed in terms of their margin, in terms of, you know, what they can make by the supermarkets. When they're buying stuff in giant quantities, they drive the prices right down. And then actually you get something that's produced naturally and fairly and organically, and the cost seems unreasonably high. The nuts and bolts of it was that the cost of cheap products, when you look at true cost, is actually a lot higher because of the lack of welfare in the supply chain, damage to the environment in terms of there being unfair pay in the supply chain.
But don't get me wrong, plastics have a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It provides us hygiene, right? Because it has to be on the shelf. Like, especially in times of pandemic, stores which had bulk goods that you could self-serve and put it in a bag yourself, got rid of it, and in fact started packing in 1 pound or 2 pound bags and leaving it in place of where they had the bulk goods. So there are advantages to plastic so that we don't fall ill, we don't get bacteria in it, or we don't get viruses, people coughing on it or putting their hands in it.
The reason why plastic has become so prolifically used in the food industry is because it is so well designed, you know, for keeping the nasties out, for extending life of food. It is lightweight, it is cheap, and it's very much sort of have a lot of benefits in terms of like food safety and hygiene.
Besides even just food safety and hygiene, I'm assured of the weight, right?
Ooh.
When it says 1 pound and it's packed in a factory or in the store, I know it's a pound. I know what brand I'm getting. So there are many, many advantages.
Yeah, in terms of kind of like labeling, in terms of, I guess there's been a big rise in the last how many years of, yeah, consumers kind of want to know, they want to know the nutritionals, they want to know the weight, they want to know the shelf life, they want to know, and, you know, trading standards have got a lot higher, sort of necessitating in a lot of contexts that everything has all of that information on the packet.
So how do you think we are using the plastic in the wrong way? What is wrong with it?
The problem is that the majority of plastic that we use is single use. Yeah, it's just used once and then it's discarded. And I mean, the UK's relatively high recycling rate, 45% of plastic is recycled in the UK. That's less than half, right?
Mm-hmm.
So